In this autumn of Republican discontent, an article in the Weekly Standard urges its readers to think ahead. It says, "This season of scandal and disillusionment is an opportune moment for conservatives to start thinking seriously about the post-Bush era, and particularly how to fashion a domestic policy from the wreckage of Bush-style big government conservatism." Ross Douthat is one of the authors of that article. He's an associate editor at the Atlantic Monthly. Welcome to the program.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
The title of your article, which you wrote with Rehan Salam, is "The Party of Sam's Club." Isn't it time the Republicans did something for their voters? You mean Sam's Club as in not the country club?
Not the country club, exactly. It's a line from Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty, who is a Republican, and while he was running for office, he emphasized the very salient fact that the Republican Party is increasingly a working-class party. And it's important for Republican politicians, as he put it, to recognize we are the party of Sam's Club as much, or if not more so, than the country club.
We've been witnessing serious divisions in Republican ranks on Capitol Hill all week over what to spend less on, what to tax less. How do you think conservatives might change that debate if they heeded the guidance of you and your co-author?
I think what we've reached with the Republican Party today is potentially the end of the line for the old starve-the-beast theory of government, which was that Republicans were in favor of two things, cutting taxes and cutting spending. But in fact, as we've seen over the past 25 years, it doesn't matter how much you cut taxes. It's almost impossible to significantly reduce spending. And even now, in the debates going on over on Capitol Hill, in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, with this desperate need to find more money to pay for Reconstruction, you still have a situation where Republican legislators in vulnerable districts are unwilling to slash popular programs, education, health care, and so on.
You write, despite the fact that families with children are among the most reliable Republican constituencies, President Bush has done surprisingly little to address their needs. And you imagine a program to encourage large families, like the one in Quebec. What's conservative about that, handing out benefits to families with more children?
Conservatism has always been based around the principle that people need to be independent, they shouldn't be dependent on government largesse, and so on. But one of the things that we've seen over the past 30 years is that in the absence of government programs, people aren't able to function usually as atomized individuals. You need strong intermediary institutions if you're going to have a small government. So you need strong families. You need people who are willing to have large families, for instance, which can then help provide for them in their old age. There's a combination in Europe where the larger the pension plans, the lower the birth rate, because people don't feel the need to have children to provide for them as they get older. So if Republicans, for instance, are serious about reforming Social Security or finding a way to increase the number of young workers paying into the program, then having a country with higher population growth, larger families, is an obvious and conservative way to do it.
25 million Americans receive food stamps, and some of them shop at Sam's Club, too. And I assume some of them are vote Republican. Does it make sense to cut that program? Is that good conservatism? Were there some programs that conservatives should just embrace and say that's part of the economic landscape, it's what people expect of government, we should support it and build it up, perhaps?
I think that there's definitely room for Republicans to look for reforms in all kinds of anti-poverty programs. In fact, the most successful reform that the Republicans proposed in the last 20 years was welfare reform. But I do think Republicans also need to recognize that the lessons of the last 20 years isn't that voters want Republicans to come in and dramatically reduce the size of government. It's that voters trust Republicans to be stewards of programs that Democrats have initially created. And that's the landscape that Republicans have to find a way to operate in, and I don't think that they've found that yet.
If indeed the era of starve the beast conservatism is at or nearing an end, I'm just curious, was there some moment when it hit you, when you felt it won't work anymore?
I think this legislative term, just as a whole, has demonstrated at least the bankruptcy of the Bush administration's domestic policy. You know your majority's in trouble, I would say, when you pass a bill and it's immediately attacked by both smart conservatives and smart liberals. And that's what's been happening all too often to the Republicans.
You're using bankruptcy figuratively.
But literally as well, unfortunately.
But literally as well. Well, Ross Douthat, thank you very much for talking with us.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Ross Douthat, whose day job is associate editor of the Atlantic Monthly, wrote, along with Rehan Salam, the article in the Weekly Standard, "The Party of Sam's Club. Isn't it time the Republicans did something for their voters?" Thank you.